Hello to whatever beautiful person is listening to this. Presumably you're very bored. So I'm gonna do my best to entertain you. It is currently a beautiful Sunday. Spring finally arrived here. It is sunny and warm outside, and I'm laying in bed and the sun is peeking in, and like have some sun rays over my legs because I'm a little hungover and I'm lazy and I don't want to go out even though the weather's beautiful because I was already dancing so much in the past, in the first few hours of this day, so I aren't being lazy. Also, there's street noise in the background because I was too lazy to close the window. Sorry for that. Now, even though Bay has said, like, it's a little much to do this audio-wise for your own post, technically, this is also my post, but I don't care. I'm just gonna get started on my questions then. This week, it was my turn to be naughty. My first question was what I thought about pegging. Also, like, I hope you appreciate my excellent gift use in this one. Honestly, it was never much on my mind. It was never a thing that I was like, oh, I want to do that to a man, especially because I'm mostly submissive. But, recently, I listened to an audio, and I know that a friend of mine, likes it a lot, and, like, told me a bit about it, and I am very open in bed, and if a partner asked me to do it, or if I knew that they wanted me to do it, I would be super open to it, especially because I like the sounds men make when they feel good, and that would make them feel good, and yeah, I like giving pleasure. I was 16 when I lost my virginity. It was actually the day after my 16th birthday because I didn't want to be 15 when I lost my virginity. That would be too young. I was perfect that way. I mean, looking back, I mean, of course, it was pretty early, but I became a sexual person very early on. I got hit with puberty very early. So it was perfect. I was already, I already knew what I wanted, what I liked, and have now been in sexually active for a few years and I enjoy it a lot. So, yeah, I wouldn't make it younger or older. And I love using toys in the bedroom, yes. My vibrator is my very trusted friend, and so is my favorite dildo, especially for recordings, because I gotta make those blowjobs sound somehow. Also love being tied up. Love plugs, like I said, restraints, whatever. Bring all the toys on. I think they're very fun. So my beautiful bae was being nice this week and asked what my favorite to-go songs are for when I'm sad, contemplative, happy, or head over heels smitten. And honestly, I don't have any. This probably sounds bad, but I do not listen to music as much as I used to. So if I'm in a specific mood, I usually just go on Spotify and look for a playlist that matches that mood. I mean, like I said, lots of people who are very into music will probably want to stone me for this, but I just listen to playlists that other people made. the same with the last time I loved, really, like, laughing until I cried. I can't really remember because this sounds so sad, but, like, no, I laugh a lot. I smile and I giggle and I chuckle and I laugh every day so much. But the last time I had, like, really, like, laughing until I almost cried. I mean, like, the last I remember was in December. I mean, that's probably not the last time it happened, but that's the last I remember, because I remember I was out for dinner with my best friend from school days, and I rarely see him because we live in different cities, and we just talked and joked so much, and eating was painful in between because I was laughing so hard, and yeah, that must be it. My favorite color is pastel pink, I'm pretty sure. Anybody that has seen my subreddit knows that. I am very guilty of making that very clear, but I just love it. It's so pretty. I also have like all kinds of things in it. Call my phone, my headphones, charging cables, backpack, jacket, scarf, shoes, everything. I own everything in pastel pink. Like, even my toaster is pink. Also, just to clarify, I don't wear all of those pink clothes at the same time. I am not a pig when I go outside. But I don't know, it doesn't signify anything. It's pretty. I love it. I'm gonna skip the Sunday special because honestly, I don't watch a lot of movies with actual villains. Like, I couldn't think of any except the ones that like got put as an example in this. So I'm just gonna skip this. But I am going to do the tongue twister because I want like laughing at myself. I'm gonna go with option B. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. 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 I feel so stupid. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I can't do this for 30 seconds. I feel so stupid, but yeah. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. I'm gonna shut up now because for some reason this is already over 7 minutes long. Like, how did that happen? I am way too bad and keeping it short. I ramble, I talk. Ugh. So, I hope you have a beautiful Sunday and see you next week.